Doing what we've been doing all year, guys on the sideline trying to pick guys up. Defense, we started kind of slow on that first drive. Coach Oak chewed us out a little bit. Got us going, got us fired up, and then we got back to the basics, got back to the fundamentals, reading the keys and flying around.
You made a couple of big plays. One of them is an interception where you took the ball away from Corey Brown down the field. Just tell us about that play. It's basically grab for the ball, right, fight for the ball. Whoever comes up with the ball, that's the key part to show it to the officials, right?
First of all, I shouldn't have made it that difficult. Should have had more depth. So Coach Oak let me hear about that again. But I tried to just go up, get my arm. I saw him go up, try to put my arm through his arms and rip the ball out. When I ripped it out, I just felt it on my chest. So I tried to kind of box him out, and he was kind of behind me, and the ball was on my chest. I knew I had it, but you never know what the official's going to say on those balls. It's kind of 50-50, but I definitely knew I caught it.
Do you have to sell that? You have to go into your acting mode and sell it to make sure they understand you have it? Possession is 9/10 of the law?
They definitely, I didn't have to do much. The official came right in. He saw the ball was on my chest. He made the call. We were still fighting for it. Bradley came up and was like, let it go. They already said we got it.
All right, this game comes down to a two-point conversion at the very end. What's being said there in the huddle? What's being said amongst the secondary with the game on the line?
Stay locked in. Be great. Read the key. That's what we've been doing all year. Like at the end, it's been a different guy. Every game stepping up at the end of the game. And everybody has read their keys, played fast as they could. Bradley made a great play.
And I said this to Mike a minute ago, who was here for a 2-14 year. You've been here for some losing seasons. To finish up with a winning season, what does that mean headed into the offseason?
Definitely makes offseason more enjoyable. Like you go in with that win instead of having that bad taste in your own mouth. We definitely wanted to go to the playoffs, but things didn't shake our way. But I feel like it's definitely something to build on, and hopefully we can bring as many guys back as possible.
Keith, great playing down the stretch of the season. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is.